repose, even at the end, always in motion, his giant's hands always alert. He offered only quiet to the air until, even for him, movement gave way to finale. I found myself helping him shower, keeping the draft from him as best I could, and for a little while cupping my hand on his white head when he lay himself down. At the table, I set my arm upon his back, on the bunched muscle gathered there below the crest of his shoulders, his power in repose. At length, fixed in one place, I shaved him in his bed, gently tilting his head this way and that to find the best angle, the most gentle slope. He died after a fall, and my sister covered him in a throw so only his face shone, unravaged, in the quiet, unyielding air of that room.